NPR has been on air for 50 years, and we've been looking back at 1971, our birth year. The news, the music, the TV shows, like this kids show that launched 50 years ago today.
We're gonna turn it on. We're gonna bring in the power. We're gonna light up the dark of night like the brightest day in a whole new way.
The Electric Company was made by the producers of Sesame Street. It used cartoons, music, and sketch comedy to teach kids how to read. The cast included Rita Moreno, Bill Cosby, and Morgan Freeman, who wasn't famous yet. The show won two Emmys. It aired on more than 250 public TV stations. So why didn't The Electric Company last as long as Sesame Street did? NPR's Elizabeth Blair went to find out.
Before cable, before the internet and streaming, before Barney, Dora, and Super Why, there was Millie the Helper, played by Rita Moreno. There was Easy Reader, played by Morgan Freeman.
Whenever you hear the E sound, why, you just think of me.
The Electric Company's guest stars included Zero Mostel, Gene Wilder, and Joan Rivers.
The Adventures of Letterman.
Wait! What's that villain doing? He's changing the M in money to an H, turning money into honey.
The Electric Company's target audience was elementary school students who were too old for Sesame Street but still needed help learning to read. According to a report by the Children's Television Workshop, government estimates showed that illiteracy was a problem for as many as 1 out of 10 Americans, and that millions more were described as functional illiterates. Funders of the Electric Company included the U.S. Office of Education. At the time, President Nixon's Right to Read program sought to achieve universal literacy in the 1970s.
What we needed to worry about were the people who were falling behind.
TV writer and producer Samuel Gibbon was pulled off his job on Sesame Street to oversee the Electric Company.
And if you're falling behind in the second and third grade, your prognosis is not wonderful. So we tried to correct that problem at its origins.
Gibbon and a team of TV writers and producers, reading experts, and other academic advisors spent 18 months doing research and developing the show before it went on the air. These days, that's business as usual for educational TV shows. But back in 1971, this was new.
I was studying developmental psycholinguistics, how language develops in children and how that relates to other cognitive variables as they're developing.
Barbara Fowles was on the research side of the Electric Company.
We did a lot of phonics, you know, teaching the sounds of letters and the relationship between the printed letter and the sound.
One regular segment showed the silhouettes of two faces looking at each other. As they sound out the beginning and end of each word, the letters float out of their mouths and form the word in the middle of the screen. Ip.
Lip.
Id.
Lid.
Comedy sketches helped kids learn to decode words and see patterns.
We thought of it as a comedy show that tried to teach.
Oh, boys, I bet you it's a crank call. Hello?
Crank here.
It is a crank call.
Here are cast members Judy Grobart and Jimmy Boyd doing a bit about the silent E.
Well, I understand Rob okay.
Yeah.
But when you put the E on the end,
yeah,
it ought to be Robbie.
Oh, no, you don't understand. See, the E on the end is silent.
Why is it silent?
Well, it just is, Crank.
Well, tell it to speak up, will you? It's making me nervous.
No, you
A few months after The Electric Company first went on the air, NPR's Susan Stamberg interviewed students who'd been watching the show. This is Lynette Murray of Washington, D.C., who was 12 years old at the time.
One thing surprised me that the way they take the E off the word and it comes to another word. And,
give an example.
Like for ride. And you can take the E off, then the word becomes red. That makes the I long, and then take the E off and it comes short.
But 11-year-old Sherry Presley told NPR she had some trouble keeping up.
I enjoy it, but it's so fast that I hardly have time to think over the sentence.
Barbara Fowles says there was often tension between the reading experts and the comedy writers over things like wordplay. Take the character Fargo North.
Fargo North, decoder. Message is decoded while you wait.
You know, kids don't know Fargo North, Dakota. So they don't think it's funny. They don't get it.
The Electric Company is often referred to as an experiment, and by most accounts, working on the show was not easy. One writer joked that being asked to do 2 funny minutes on the consonant blend fl was a nightmare, and researchers like Barbara Fowles had to push back against the TV haters.
Most people thought it was anathema to try to use television to teach kids to read. You know, that television and reading were diametrically opposed, and teachers really thought television was horrible.
And yet, in the early 1970s, the Electric Company was on more than 250 stations. Within 2 months of its premiere, the show was being used in classrooms in some 18,000 elementary schools. But in 1977, the show was canceled. Samuel Gibbons says funding was limited, and the Children's Television Workshop had to make a choice.
And the question was, which of the programs that we did, Sesame Street and the Electric Company, could produce revenue for the Children's Television Workshop that would keep it in business?
And guess which show won?
La 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 la, Elmo's World.
The Electric Company's cast and crew went their separate ways. Morgan Freeman went on to become the voice of God. Bill Cosby would run into serious legal troubles. The comedy writers went on to work on TV shows like MASH and Everybody Loves Raymond. Rita Moreno recently reflected on the experience in an interview with Terry Gross of WHYY's Fresh Air.
I have lots of fans from that time in my life. I always saw the Electric Company as a community service on my part. And I mean, we really worked very, very hard, but it was absolutely worth it. It was such a wonderful, wonderful experiment.
An experiment that went on to inform dozens of educational shows that came after it. Reruns, a reboot, and a DVD release continued into the 2000s. But for the most part, the Electric Company ran out of juice. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.